Dayton works and Dayton plays. Everyday life may feel unremarkable for some, but for one volunteer photographer, it's a wonderland of possibility. Community Voices producer Leo DeLuca has a story about Bill Franz of Dayton at Work and Play.
Bill Franz has resided in Dayton for over 40 years, but in his retirement, Franz found photography. Now that's when he began to really live in his hometown.
I am now getting to know the town I've been living in for so many years. When you're retired and you have time and you start investigating all the things the town has to offer, it seems like a much bigger place than it was when I was working, a much more interesting place.
A retired business consultant and forward thinker, Franz began working out of his Oakwood home in the 1980s. Back then, that was an oddity.
Yes. Now everybody works from their home, but that was novel enough that the newspaper did an article about us that we were doing actually projects for big companies and doing it out of a converted bedroom.
Franz has since retired the day job, but he never retired his forward thinking. Instead, he's transferred it to photography and his popular Facebook page, Dayton at Work and Play.
I've often thought it's sort of like National Geographic comes to Dayton. My take on all the things in Dayton.
Franz has found new life in what some have called a dying city.
There's a lot of pluses. Town has many problems, too. But you know, it's interesting. For every problem you can point to, you can also find some really good people working hard to do something about those problems. I've worked to help some of those with my photography in a small way.
Franz helps nonprofits like the Humane Society of Greater Dayton, where he donates the proceeds of his fine art photos and takes thousands of pictures of homeless animals.
It helps find them forever homes quicker because they look more adoptable.
Jessica Geringer of the Humane Society.
He comes out and does our biggest fundraisers of the year, which draws people in so that we can help more animals that way. His photos and his work, it does so much for our organization on many different levels. He's an amazing person and we love him.
But Franz is loved by more than the numerous nonprofits where he volunteers. Here's his 10-year-old granddaughter, Vera Martin.
Well, my grandpa, I call him Pop. He works, well, he's a very good photographer, so I learned a lot from him, and he lets me use his camera.
These are my favorite photos that Vera has taken, and they're of her great-grandfather.
Vera's great-grandfather, Wally Williman, is now 97. Vera was 8 when she took the photos 2 years ago.
You know, an 8-year-old granddaughter has an advantage. She can get him to pose in ways that I never could. And I just love these two pictures that really show his personality that Vera took.
What was the conversation you had with your great-grandpa when you had got him to do that? What did you say to him?
I just said, go like this, and he did it. So that's all I had to do. So
go like what? What did you tell him to do?
I told him to cover his eyes like that, and he just did it. It was pretty easy. I am working on being as good as my pop, so that will be the graduation once I get there.
In 60 or so years, let's hope Vera Martin is motivating the next generation just like her pop. But for now, she's inspiring him as much as he's inspiring her, helping her grandfather tap the childlike sense of wonder that allows Bill Franz to see Dayton through a new lens, one of work and one of play. For WYSO, I'm Community Voices producer Leo DeLuca.
Culture Couch is made possible by a generous grant from the Ohio Arts Council.